And I'm recording.
How are you doing that? What are you using, a Walkman?
While you were watching videos in the tub, my great Windows 10 update came up with something new. It actually the bar moved and turned red and said update failed, and gave me a squirrely code. It says try again. No, I don't have another fucking 4 hours to try it again. Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night. Cue up! Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, the virtual Youper. Tonight, we recap MMPR 2015. Microsoft Windows upgrade sucks. And Barry orders Zennies. All that and more on Late Night. Kill it! Now, digitally gathering to get schnockered on MMD's ROM.
Are you sure this is just ROM in this bottle?
Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael!
That's just classic. Wait for it to come up with the Windows feedback. How was your experience?
Like feedback. Yeah, no kidding. What, do I got a few choice words for you fellas?
You owe me for a window, a real window. The one I broke tossing the frickin' computer out.
Well, it's like I said in the text, fellas. You take your windows, you open up the door, and you throw it in the trash in your Yosemite. And now, get rid of it.
Yeah, I need another Yosemite machine.
With some Yosemite.
And it's looking like I may have to start doing that. Although I don't really want the new Mac Mini because it's sealed, so I'm going to have to start looking on eBay, I think.
Yeah, I find plenty of older.
If I could find one about my wife's one age, I would be fine. That would make a perfect recording machine.
What vintage is that?
That was, what was hers? Hers was 2011, I think.
So, yeah, Mars is a late 2010.
Yeah.
You know, because it still has the CD-ROM drive built into it.
Hers is the first flat one.
Right. So, I mean, and I love this machine. This thing just rocks.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you and I were the ones who upgraded the RAM in it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I want to be able to upgrade it. If I get it online and it only comes with, like, 4 gig, I'm going to immediately put at least 8 gig in it. And, just for a recording machine, that'll be fine.
And that's right. This thing rips now. This one's got 16 gigs of RAM.
But I was telling Michael, to be fair, this PC is almost 10 years old now. So I'm surprised it will even take Windows 10. So, not that I use it a lot. It's used mostly for recording podcasts. So. But it has been on pretty much constantly for 10 years.
You really can't complain, man. You got your money's worth out of it.
Yeah, well, it's an HP. The HP makes pretty good desktops. And I was looking, I said, you know, it would be fairly cheap for me to go out and get a desktop, another desktop, HP desktop, but I'm about done with Windows. I really am. This experience is, it's not beneficial. I mean, Windows 8 was easy, you know? It downloaded and installed, and I went from Windows 7 to Windows 8 in an hour with no issues. Other than Windows 8 sucked, the original version of it. But This is, I've been trying to update this thing since Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I just, it doesn't give you any clues. It gives you a cryptic, you know, code that you have to go search on Microsoft's, well, you try to go to Microsoft's site and look up the code, but all they're doing is they redirect you to the frequently asked questions. Well, I don't have a frequently asked question. I have a specific question right here. What the fuck does this code mean? So I can fix it.
What does a Schneagle Fart 311-74-Z5
right.
mean?
I want to know what that means and how, and so I can go in and fix it. So and then here's another thing. If this is something that you see, why are you checking at the end of the frickin' update? Why don't you check it at the beginning so we can not waste 4 hours installing this damn thing?
Well, you know.
And, it, you know, it was real good. Oh, look, it failed. We're putting you back to your original, you know, Windows 8 setting, so it does that. And it wipes out the frickin' upgrade, the Windows 10 upgrade. It deletes that. That's like 2.5 gigs. And it wipes it out. So the next time you do try again, oh, will it try again from the one it already downloaded? No, it downloads it again.
Nice.
And then it does a whole bunch of, I don't know how they're compressing it, but it sits there and goes, preparing for installation. And it stays like that for like 2 hours. That's what I said when it was coming. I said, well, I'm still in preparing for installation. I really don't want to interrupt it. I started
still
this
configuring.
This version I started at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Actually, no, excuse me. It was 3 o'clock this afternoon. I kicked this off. And it just finished a few minutes ago with a fail.
I was going to say to you, this is completely, completely off subject, but I'm doing show note updates. And I just want to let you know, because you were asking about carriers.
Yeah.
Up in your way and up my way in Antrim.
Yeah.
And there are two. I can add to what I mentioned. U.S. Cellular works, and believe it or not, Verizon.
Verizon works. Wow.
It's back dab in the middle. And like you said, there's a new antenna array going up.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to turn it on.
Oh.
By Christmas.
Wow. Cool. That'll probably be AT&T.
The idea of the fact that Verizon... Well, you know what? I don't know. You know, everybody's going to try and buy some space on it, but I can tell you as it stands right now, both U.S. Cellular and Verizon both work in the middle of a field in my town, and definitely work anywhere in Jaffrey.
Well, I want to get away from AT&T. So, I'm really hello.
What the fuck happened there?
I don't know. It just dumped on me.
Well, you know what? It's because it's ringing now.
That's party. I think.
Mic check. What? Just happened?
All right, let me plug in my camera. Hold on.
What the hell's ringing?
Check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Check, check.
Who's it ringing on?
Hello?
I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes. Can you?
Oh, it's still ringing. Okay.
No, it stopped.
Oh, all right.
Michael, that's can cool. you hear us? Michael can't hear us.
Michael?
I've got something set up wrong.
We can hear you. We can hear you, Michael.
I don't.
You.
The Velociraptor thing, I bet you.
Well, I'm recording because and I'm not going to be interrupted by an update because I killed the update. Well, I didn't kill the update. I didn't retry it.
Because I don't. You sure it's recording?
Yeah, I'm watching it. Oh, it nicely puts it back to 8.1.
Which works.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, what the hell was I saying?
We were talking about carriers.
Wait, I want to give sign language to Michael.
audio, sunflower output, yes.
Here, wait a minute. I'll tell Michael. Michael, can you hear us?
GarageBand.
Nope.
Oh, what? Wait a minute.
Do some texting. Do the talky. Do the typey typey. What the fuck is that called? There it is.
What? Hang on. Bring your screen up. Got a chat window.
Hi, Michael. How?
Hi, Michael.
My. Yeah.
What?
Sign like.
Aw.
Barry.
I don't know. I was looking at the preferences pane here.
It's recording.
I'm gonna.
And I'm not gonna try to update while we're recording.
Stop this.
Barry is recording. My feet stink.
What did I do to make it work last?
Just see if he's paying attention.
He's not.
That's what you said in sign language?
That's what you said in sign language, my feet stink.
Oh, wait. One of these things is not like the others. Okay.
Why does it burn when...
Oh, what the heck? It's probably going to be trying to do this. Let me shut these down. What? What? Stop. Hang on.
Why does it hurt when I pee?
Tux.
GarageBand.
Medicated pad.
Save. Well, actually, I could have saved it, because then I could have heard what you were saying, because I was recording.
Can you hear us now?
I deleted it. No.
Can you hear us now?
Preferences.
Can you hear us?
Nope.
He still can't hear us.
Output.
Yay.
Oh, I hear you.
Stream.
Oh. Can you hear this?
Control.
I don't know. Okay, now. What?
I have no stream control.
Yeah, just trying to... sounds like a HIPAA item to me.
All right, you can hear it.
I just realized what I forgot. I forgot to actually start Soundflower. That's why it didn't work.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I'm recording just fine, and I'm not going to attempt to retry the update while we're recording.
That's probably an awesome idea.
Matter of fact, I may not try to retry the update ever again.
That's also, I think, an awesome idea.
I think a Mac Mini may be in the works.
I think that's also a fantastically awesome idea. You know what else is an awesome idea?
What?
Taking a hammer to that computer.
It's been a good computer. It would probably work much better on Linux.
You know what? Well, I was just getting ready to say, why don't you just either A, keep it at Windows 8, or B, convert it to a Linux machine.
I could do
it's
that.
It's been
although
a good source of material for the show is what the computer's been.
Yes. You know, it reminds me of when I used to try and podcast with you guys when I was on the Windows machine, which used to take a dump every 35 seconds.
And now it's only you that takes a dump every 35 seconds.
No, it's only because the show goes for 5.5 hours and my digestive system works fast. Which we are thoroughly, and I think even justly ridiculed for, being slightly long-winded.
No.
Really?
How many cassettes for the pre-show?
Exactly. 10 90-minute cassettes, according to Bob. Was that Bob or Jason?
Pre-show. I don't remember now, actually.
I know. Quite frankly, it's guys. Condense it down. Stop with the show notes. So many of them. But we got a lot to say.
Yeah.
Late night QRM is best taken in small amounts daily.
Yes. Yes.
This is your... Oh! Crap.
What happened?
Well, I put the lid in my suppy cup.
Oh, he's already several suppy cups into the evening, I see.
this is only the second suppy cup, but when I put the lid on, apparently it was fuller than I thought.
Yeah, it snapped. It spit at you.
It spit Merlot and caffeine-free Pepsi at me. That is my drink of the night, by the way.
Merlot and caffeine-free Pepsi?
Yeah. All right, I'll add that to the notes.
It's a good mix. Except I got it all over my glasses, and it's smearing. Doing schmears. At least I didn't get it all over my MacBook. All right. Yeah, you missed my classic comment of the night already, Joel.
What's that?
Well, when I was hoping to unpack the groceries, I told Joel that I had to go to town for some yellowtail. And then I said, "Whoa, wait a minute, that didn't sound good." And Chris in the other room said, "You're right, that didn't sound good.
That didn't come out right."
Yellowtail Merlot wine is what I had to go to town for, because they don't carry yellowtail at the Gaslight General store anymore.
Really?
At least not now. I mean, but she's like, "Well, they might be out." And I said, "They're out of like every single flavor." And they had like 14 of them. Just, you know, it's all gone. So I don't know what the deal is.
It's popular. It's a popular wine then, probably sold out.
Well, it's been replaced by foo-foo stuff.
Oh, chez la foo-foo?
You've got foo-foo on one end of the spectrum and a box of wine on the other.
You know what? I like box wines, and they taste great. It's a lot. Some of them really taste good. The Vella, V-E-L-L-A, box wines, crisp white is really tasty.
How's my audio, by the way?
Very good.
Okay, cool.
Very good. I can see it clearly now.
I can see clearly. Okay. You can see it clearly?
It's amazing that little microphone on your earbuds makes it sound so good.
It really does. And you know what? If you were hanging it off your arm or your glasses. Oh.
Oh, is that the one?
I hung my shirt at them, whatever it is. What?
Is that the one you think you're using?
Just like it, MMPR? Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's you know, one of these days I'm gonna actually get a pair of sunglasses. Like, you know, those big ones with the huge lenses, the comical ones. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna take a Shure microphone and zip the side of the arm. I think I might do that for PodCamp Toronto this year.
Okay. Yeah, I saw your comment about MMPR 2015.5.
Yeah, exactly. 15.5. I'm like, you know what? Which is PodCamp Toronto in February. And something came to mind that...
That would be 2016, by the way.
Well, yeah, exactly. 2016, whatever. But that really came to light. When you drove there in like 31 feet of snow, uphill both ways, with the Jeep freezing... Yeah. And no
with
heat.
With the rental car freezing.
Yeah, with the rental car freezing, and the floorboards had a hole so you could get your feet through it, so you could Fred Flintstone and up the hill.
Right.
And you still made it there in good time. I said to myself, self, Michael's got a much longer trek to get to Toronto than I do. And he made it, so what's my frickin' excuse? Excuse me. There is no excuse. And I... Well, this is part of the show notes. I had such a fantastic time. I loved seeing everybody and meeting everybody.
See?
And it's like, you know what? I don't give a shit if it's snow or not. I'll friggin' bring Sterno heaters and 31 parkas, but my ass is getting in a rental car and driving the fuck to Toronto. Or I will be putting some massive studded snow tires on Goldfinger and driving him up there. You can come too, Barry.
If you want
to take off work.
I don't. You know, it's the extra 3 days that it may take to get there and back. That
life is full of risk and challenge. These are the stories in which we build upon.
That's good, but
and these are the days of our life.
We do have to drive through lake effect snow.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
No, Michael doesn't. Michael's on the other side of it.
I'm
on the other side of the lake.
Lake Superior, though.
Huh? He made it just fine.
I said, I'm getting the lake effect from Lake Superior.
No small puddle of water.
Me and snow don't get along. If it's February, I want to be heading south.
Well, I'll tell you what. My ass is going one way or another. And as a matter of fact...
Have fun.
said to my beautiful bride,
I'll swing by and pick you up on the way there, Joel.
You know, as I said to my beautiful bride, we got to get all the passports in order. Hers has to come from England. And she and I'll go.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, man. It's an adventure. That's what life's all about.
I fly in February. I don't drive anywhere.
Well, fly.
Fly into Toronto and get that cab over to the hotel.
That might be an option, but we'll see.
I wonder how long it would take to fly up there.
Oh, 10 minutes.
The engines wouldn't even be warmed up yet, and we'd already be landing.
It's like flying from Manchester to Philly. It takes about, the actual fly time is about 25 to 30 minutes.
Right, right. And then it's an hour and a half getting your luggage out of luggage check.
Yeah.
And then an hour and a half getting checked in. So it's about a five-hour ordeal when it's all said and done, but that's a hell of a lot less than it would be for the drive. It may actually be worth it to fly up.
I would consider flying.
You know what?
I don't want to drive in February because, oh, look, it's perfect weather driving out there, and then we get out there, and it's like, oh, the blizzard of all blizzards hits.
The blizzard of 2016 hits.
But then again, they get the planes flying faster than they got the roads open. So
that's my answer to everything. But Michael made it.
Yeah. Well, Michael's fucking nuts. Haven't you ever
seen? Yes, I am.
Well,
it's taking you 10 years to figure that out.
No, I've known that.
But I'll be honest with you. Okay. I'm no slouch in the crazy fucking department myself.
Yeah.
That's why we get along.
Exactly. It's like, you know what? I think nothing of the fact of wearing shorts and flip-flops and riding a motorcycle at 100 miles an hour with no helmet on. Why the fuck not? You only live once, man. I can say I've done it. Let the blubber fly.
I prefer to get stuck in a too small seat and for 30 minutes of flight time and fly to Toronto.
You know what? You got a point. I think there's something to be said for experiencing paying $5 for the complimentary bag of four peanuts. can I get a Crown of Coke and having the air wench look at me and say that'll be $12?
But I won't have to white knuckle it for like 12 hours on
the road.
This
is true. And you can go to the bathroom anytime you want.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you can fit in the frickin' bathroom.
Well, no one said the door had to be closed. Either way, I'm going. Door closed or not.
All right. I don't know whether Barty's going to make it. He's probably still on his call.
Yeah, he's doing a support call.
He can join us. It's getting late. It's my fault. Let's get this puppy on.
This party started. Let's get this. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Late Night QRM show number 190. The Downer Aftercast.
No shit.
I'm having so much fun at the
MMPR. On the road to MMPR 2016.
Oh, in February.
Yeah. No, that's
only 360.
That is not
Marshall. That's PodCamp.
That's PodCamp. And there'll be lots and lots of more people there.
Lots of more?
Yeah. I went to a PodCamp in Boston.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
Boston.
Yeah, Boston. Boston. And, you know, although all the people we know will be there, which is cool, because that's who you want to hang out. Some of the other ones, yeah, not so much, because you'll get
Dave, Anthony, and all the other
you'll
guys.
Get other people that are assholes.
But you mean the ones that want to monetize your podcast?
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. It's like, hey, did you think about monetizing your podcast? And I look at him and go, hey, you want to fuck off? And you know I will, especially if I got a couple of Crown and Cokes under my belt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Actually, yesterday I was in the bakery getting my coffee refill where they had to push the button with my picture on it.
The Michael button,
yes. And there's a couple in there and the Jill behind the counter at the bakery says, so how was your trip last weekend to see your podcasting friends? Says, oh, it was great. And I said, yeah, I'm kind of on the downer now. Good. Going through podcasting, you know, MMPR withdrawal.
Yeah.
And the couple in the bakery said, oh,
Do you podcast? I said, yeah. We're starting a podcast. Can we talk to you about it? I said, yeah, I'd sure love to talk. And then the first thing they asked me, so, how do you make money at this? Because we're gonna do a podcast for profit.
It looked good. I love it, not because I want to buy.
And I said, you know, here, there's something at the end of this month you really should check out. It's called Podcast Movement, and it's going to be in Texas. There's going to be lots of people like you.
How can I make money at this? I can tell you what, you won't have a big listenership.
Yes, and well, before we get started talking,
yes.
Let's get into it and find out what we're drinking.
Now everybody's dying, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Hey! And I guess I'll start off, and I got to tell you that I am partaking in, it's my second one of the night, the El Dorado rum, which was so nicely given to us by MMD.
Whoa, wait a minute, I'm supposed to sample some of that.
Well, I'm saving some, don't worry, I only took a little bit. No, it's half gone back. And what the hell are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing my up in this brain imitation.
But I got to tell you that it's a very nice, it's a young kind of rum. And it does have a bit of a sarcastic bite to it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, and it is.
Does it have an Indian accent?
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pleasant.
No, it's not Indian. That's right.
And well, actually, if this is from his homeland, we may be wrong about MMD. Oh, there's Barty.
What?
He made it just in time. Let me.
No,
add
I
him.
Thought he said he got that rums from like Pakistan or someplace.
No, he got it. It was from. I don't have it up here. It's from South America.
Oh well, all right. So it ain't from anywhere he's from. So that's cool.
Unless he's from there.
Well, Pakistan, South America, it's the same crap, right?
What's up, brother?
Dudes, what it is.
Well, I got to say that Joel and I, when we were coming back over the border, we decided not to declare it. So we kind of hid it in the back of the Prius.
Fucking covert cops.
And we did bring it across.
I missed the beginning part of the conversation.
Oh, I'm talking about the El Dorado rum that MMD gave us. It's a South American rum, and so we hid it in the back of the Prius. We did not declare it.
Did not declare it.
It is kind of an undocumented rum.
So catch me if you can.
So we did cross the border successfully with it.
By the way, just so you know, Baza.
Yeah.
My ass is coming up in a big fucking white Dodge pickup truck to drink some of that tomorrow.
Well, I'll be here. I broke the seal.
You know what? Save me a splash.
Right? Oh, definitely.
Get there early, Joel. It sounds like he's hitting it good.
Had it. I took it out. I broke the seal because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast that was right after MMPR.
So it's for research purposes.
It was research purposes.
I understand. And, God knows how we love the research.
And it's a strong rum. And that actually is quite tasty.
I'll be up. I'll have my sample at 10 o'clock in the morning with scrambled eggs.
And before I mixed it with Coke Zero, I did drink some straight.
You got it. Yeah. So you can get all the coats.
It was good. Yeah. It burned all the way down.
Chill it. Chill it first. Yeah. If you chill it, it doesn't burn.
Yeah. So,
Joel would be
quite
the rum
tasty.
Meister.
That's because I'm a drunk.
Well, I want to thank MMD once again for the lovely present, and it will be consumed, and it will be loved. And
I'm
consumed.
Thanking him, and I haven't had it cross my taste buds yet. But MMD, rest assured, when you hear this, probably next Christmas. I pulled up on Sunday, and Barry thinks I'm kidding, but my ass is headed up to Antrim tomorrow, and guess what's on the way? His house.
Okay, so that's what I'm drinking. Next. Barty, you're next.
Well, I, in the show notes, I had listed Ian J. Brandy, but that was when we expected an 8 o'clock start, and I have to admit that I have consumed the brandy. But I am enjoying a fine local beer, a Saranac Legacy IPA, which isn't not as good as the brandy, but it's not bad. As IPAs go, it's pretty good.
I love you like a brother. I seriously do, because, you know, when you finish the brandy, you're like, fuck it, I'm switching to beer. You know, I just, you know, it's like, you know what, one way or another, we're tying one on. Anyway, it's like.
And we are, this truly is almost a late night QRM, because.
Well, it's pretty late. Sorry, I was party to the party.
In the pre-show, you probably heard, I was, I've been trying to update to Windows 10, and it's the recording machine that I was trying to update since last Wednesday when it was available to me. It has failed 10 times with a little code that pops up. Different every time.
And then the third line item down, in, or first line item down in Geek Corner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll wait.
I'm just following the notes. All right, cool.
All right, then cool. Next.
What's up? Turn that shit up to 11. Anyway, I'm drinking E&J brandy.
On the ball tonight, I tell you. We got to watch ourselves here.
Well, I'm in a sippy cup of brandy and Coca-Cola. And I've been listening to what I like to commonly refer to, and my children even know it as what I is my version, Joel's version, of church music, which is speed metal. And that. So that being said, you take
Is that regular metal played at 1.5 times speed?
In a roundabout way,
2x.
Usually 2x. Yeah, exactly. But they do it live, which, you know, a new band that I just discovered, Dragon Force, which is awesome. They're out of England, and. Really good stuff, and I also like Norwegian death metal. But so I've been watching a documentary on that, and but yeah, so I've been drinking while watching that on YouTube. Actually, drinking E&J peach brandy mixed with Christian
rubber ducky,
mixed with Sky vodka and Coke. And I'm on my third one.
Wow,
that's what I had for dinner.
Oh, this ought to be a lot of fun tonight.
And Michael.
I had two chili dogs at lunch.
Michael.
Well, Steve, you have
Michael,
standard.
It's an
Michael,
audio
you're
show.
Really quiet. It's almost like you're talking.
It's an audio show, Michael.
Okay, well, I'll talk into the microphone now. How about now?
Okay.
So
Michael was showing us what he was drinking.
Yes. So as I said earlier, I went to town for some yellowtail. Merlot wine, that is. And so I've got a little bit, let's say probably about a third of a cup of the sippy cup of yellowtail Merlot, and then the rest of it's got caffeine-free Pepsi in it. Not that it has to be caffeine-free, but it just happens to be what's in the fridge. And it's actually a pretty tasty combination.
Okay.
Sweet.
And I'm on the second sippy cup at this point.
Nice. Whatever happened
to... It is 10 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, whatever happened to the wine spritzers? Remember?
I don't know.
They died the death that they deserved.
Yeah, no shit. I skipped
remember
right past
Bartle and James?
The bourbon spritzer.
Whatever happened to those? They just kind of disappeared, didn't they?
You can still, you know what? I was just at, where the hell was I? Shaw's.
Yeah.
Grocery store chain. And I used to drink Bartles and James. The wine, you know, wine coolers, which is basically a wine spritzer. Now, they only used to come in a 4-pack, so I had to drink 3 of those. But those are tasty, and they had them there.
Hmm.
The Bartles and James wine coolers. So, yeah, I mean, they're still out there, and they used to have all kinds of neat flavors. And, you know, once you drink, you know, 2, 3, 11 of those, you're really feeling pretty good.
Hmm. Yeah. I got to tell you,
yeah,
this,
like 11. This, 11 and anything with a little bit of alcohol would be all right.
Yeah, this past Thursday was Virtual Friday, and so that means it was also Thai Thursday for lunch. And I always pick up the Thai food that we order, and it so happens to be right next to a podcasting supply store.
Oh, they had a scorpion bowl.
And. And so, and I was very low on podcasting supplies, extremely low. Matter of fact, out on two bottles, so I diverted into the podcasting supply store and stocked up and had a nice big bag filled with various podcasting supplies. And I walked back to the car and put it in the back. You know, I had that little bag or net thing in the back.
Yeah, the net thing. Yeah.
So I put it in there so they wouldn't fall over and stuff while I was driving. And then I went in, picked up the
Thai food.
The Thai food, and I brought it in, and I put it into the net in the back so it doesn't fall over. And I drove back to work, and I'm in the parking lot, and then I went into the back and pulled out the bag and proceeded to walk in. And about halfway, almost through the door, I realized I had the podcasting supply bag.
Nice, liquid lunch.
So I had to walk back to the car, get the Thai food. I said,
that would have made for a very interesting thing.
Can you imagine walking into the cafeteria with that bag and opening it up and just putting a bottle in front of everybody? There you go.
You'd have been everybody's best friend.
I want to need some ice.
We have an employee assistance program for this.
Oh, my God. You would get that, too, the PC. We do have an employee assistance. Barry, is there something you want to tell us about? Yeah, I'm thirsty.
All right.
Let me get my sippy cup.
Yeah, let me get my sippy cup and a straw. That way I won't splash. I'm not saying that I've partaked in a liquid lunch, although I have researched... when all the robots are running good and you know nothing's going to take a shit, and it's like usually one of those holiday day Fridays where they're going to close early, maybe a scorpion bowl or two went down with the wonton soup for lunch. So then you say, cool. Then you get back to your cubicle and you sit there and you're like, am I going to answer emails? Fuck no. I'm going to watch YouTube videos.
And fall asleep.
I got one monitor that's got email, another monitor that's got a schematic that nobody can read because it was like written in crayon, and then another monitor where I'm watching YouTube videos.
All right.
Purposes.
It's time for...
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Oh. Michael really gets into this. Joel's having the vapors.
You need a fan blowing through your hair. Is it?
That's going to be tough for me.
All right, just a fan blowing.
All right, and this comes. Well, I got the first. It's really everybody's topic, but it's the MMPR 2015 wrap up. I just got to tell you, I had a great time. It was fantastic.
Hell yeah.
I didn't get to talk to everybody there, but I talked to most people, met them for the first time, and had a blast. I don't know what else to say except I want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go back.
I got something to say right away, and that is at Chester's on Friday night when Barty walked in and the four of us were together for the first time.
Yeah, that
oh
was
my
cool.
God! Everybody stopped, and it was an emotional moment. It really well. The whole weekend was Barty. It was so great to have you there. Absolutely. And did you see the cover art for Bob's episode this week?
No, I didn't.
It's a picture of the four of us together recording it Saturday afternoon.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
I was wondering if somebody took a picture.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Four of us sitting there.
Wow, cool. Yeah. I'd like to get a copy of that.
I'm looking down at my iPhone, but the other three are looking at the photo.
I need to get a copy of that because, you know, I posted all the other ones because I purposely snapped pictures of everybody when they went up to podcast and I posted them. Of course, I couldn't take a picture of us.
So. Yeah, well, Bob got one. So.
Okay,
yeah,
great. So if you go to Bob's stuff and it's show number, I'm checking right now.
I already listened to it. I didn't see the artwork, though.
Yeah, it's there. Okay. Absolutely. It was really wicked cool.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Yep.
I have a picture of the four of us in front of Tim Horton's statue.
Oh, that's
not Pam Healy.
Oh, you got to send it.
Yeah. Healy.
We gotta, we gotta share those. Everybody, yeah, we all gotta share our pictures.
Yes, yeah. We gotta put them in Dropbox.
Yeah, because that was definitely cool. And yeah, Tim Hortons, that was cool. But I'll tell you,
I have never eaten so much food in one day.
And Barty and I at the pheasant plucker. Say it right. Especially after a couple of these Eldorados and Coke. we got our poutine, Phil. You know,
yes, we did.
We both could have shared.
Look at your monitor.
Oh, yeah.
That is on Bob Stuff number blah, 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 blah.
Cool.
Bob Stuff number, shit, I fucked it up. 55.
Yeah, I've listened to it. I didn't realize it was on there.
That's the picture that's there, so take a screenshot on your iPhone.
I will.
I think that was the Bob Stuff that shall not be known.
Yeah. What a cool friggin' dude, man. I'm serious,
yes.
You know?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, honest to God, I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder. Sorry, Barry. I'm walking all over you.
That's
all
right.
Yeah, you know what? When you guys were over there at the Pleasant Fucker, shit, I said it wrong. The Pleasant Fucker. I've been drinking a little bit. The Pleasant.
Yes, Joel?
Yeah, I think I dated a chick called the Pleasant Fucker. Never mind. Anyway,
he was honestly, a pleasant man. Never mind.
Yeah, you guys were over there in the corner. I'm like,
I hear you can get some yellowtail there.
Hey, that's racist.
You know what, man? I ain't gonna go there because I'll get in trouble. Debbie listens to this. So anyway, I love my wife to death. I ain't looking to piss it off. Remember, a happy wife is a happy life. So, when you guys were over there having the poutine, and I was hanging out with Dave. Over at the other table, Dave and Anthony and everybody else, and I'm like looking over there, I'm like, there's the QRM guys, and I'm way over here, and there's the QRM guys, and I'm way over here, and I was getting ready to get up, and then he put a Reuben in front of me, I'm like, no, I'm here. That Reuben was
darn. My seat is where my food is.
Well, Barty and I could have shared one of the poutine servings.
Yeah, we were really struggling to finish up the last half of those plates because it was huge. It was really, really huge.
I do want to say, though, that Barty beat me.
Barty didn't know it was a race.
He finished first. I'm a bit bigger of a pig than he is, I guess.
You know what? I'll tell you this much. I got French fries for the first time since we've been back.
Yeah.
And was that, where the hell was it? Debbie and I were going somewhere. We said, you know what? We just need a quick bite. Let's swing through drive through at Burger King. And the fries are there, and I usually liked Burger King French fries because they're, like, wicked good. However, I'm like, I want freaking gravy on them, man.
Yeah, since where's the cheese and gravy?
Gravy, and I don't mean some shitty brown sauce. I want good-tasting beef gravy on my French fries.
You know what else is good? That malted vinegar, too.
Nah, dude, I hate vinegar with a passion. I can't stand the smell.
I love vinegar.
I liked it with the fish and chips at the what was that place called?
The fish fucker. No.
That was Ray's, I think.
Ray's, that's it. I couldn't remember, yeah.
Well, I can't say too much because I wasn't really too satisfied with the grilled haddock that I got from there because it really wasn't very grilled.
Well, the fish and chips is good.
It barely tasted like haddock.
The fish and chips is good, but then again, what the waitress said, they started off as a fish and chips place. So
yeah, well,
that's for sure.
The menu said it was famous.
Yeah, so it has to be.
It was famous.
You sure I didn't say infamous? Now, really, you know what? I don't even remember what I got at Ray's.
You know what? That's what we got to do. Our podcast from now on will be the world's most famous podcast. That's going to be our tagline.
Oh, man.
We'll just name it that.
I don't think we want to do that.
Yeah, because that's, No Agenda. They're the best podcast in the universe.
In the universe.
That's right. So all you have to do is you got to put it there. Here we go. Most famous podcast.
They sell themselves as the
and
best
defy podcast. Defy people to deny it.
Yes, they do. Somebody even made a jingle up for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Best podcast in your ear.
Actually, right? I think the jingle came and they just play it all the time.
That's subjective. I tried listening to that show. I was bored to tears by the third hour.
Which show?
No Agenda.
Oh, yeah. I like that show. It's just too many hours, too many times a week. You know, if you're going to run a show twice a week, I mean, cut it down a little bit.
So. Yeah, that's why it's got double speed.
That's why we get it all done in one show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't, exactly. You know, man, that show just goes on for like 3 hours. You know, that's the only bad thing about that podcast. No
3 hours
at double speed. Twice a week.
Yeah.
But to get back to talking about MMPR, I really had a fantastic time there. I met people that I've been listening to for over a year, and in the case of MMVH and some of the other podcasts that those three do, I've been listening to over a year, thanks to Michael bringing them to my attention. I really have to say that I never heard of them until Michael started talking about them on this show and on the podcast that shall not be named. And I started checking them out. And I tell you what, those guys are some of the neatest, most fantastic guys I've ever met. You know, they're really down to earth, and those dudes are like crazy. They're crazy, you know, and it's like, I can't get enough of those guys. You know, they need to record like 3 times a week, you know.
3 hours.
You know, 3 hours, yeah. 3 hours, 3 times a week, and we could probably get, finally be sated. I really want to thank them for putting on MMPR and bringing us all together, because meeting the people that I met, the only regret I had is that I really wish I could have spent more time with Ken Boyle and or the Scarborough dude. Probably more Scarborough dude than Ken, but I really wish I could have had more time.
Ken wasn't letting the Scarborough dude in.
Yeah, I know. And Anthony was kind of asking him not to. Yeah. You know, especially at out and about. Yeah. But, I wanted to have more. I really wish I could have had more time to talk to him, because listening to his podcast and things over the years, I really wish I could have just sat down and got into him a bit more. But some of the people I met, I hadn't even listened to before, and I'm getting into their podcast now. And these guys are some really cool people, you know. I really, really am glad I went there. Of course, I have to kind of toot our own horn and say that for me, the pinnacle of going there was to meet the three of you. That kind of like just did it everything for me.
It was cool.
You know, I had tears in my eyes every time we hugged and
you know what's cool though?
It was.
Yeah, it was cool. We've never met you. You walked in and it was like, hey. You know, like we just saw you yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we talk so much. And I know. Back and things. You know, it was like, we're pretty current with each other.
It's the same.
You know, and it was just like.
It's the same thing with. That, yeah, I'm sorry. It was. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The only thing that really kind of. I mean, I knew you guys were like big dudes,
yeah.
But I never realized just how huge you guys were, how tall you guys were, until I'm standing next to you and I'm feeling like a twig. Standing in the redwoods, you know, and it's like, my God.
We've told you that for the past 5 years.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't look the same on a Skype window, you know, or pictures on a web page. But, you know, it was like, when I saw you and Joel next to each other, I was like, how the hell do these two guys fit in a freaking plane? I really wish I could have got a picture of the two of you in the Prius.
We truly
it must be a sight to see.
We truly are brothers.
Yeah. In every sense of the word. And don't play the Brokeback Mountain theme, please.
We you know what? The suspension gets completely tested to the max when we that car.
and I gotta say,
on Friday night I was in the back seat on the
That's right.
Right. It was a back seat.
Yes. Oh, and you know what I forgot, Joel? You know how we were just tossing our cans and trash in the back? I forgot about Michael. Yeah, sure, we got room in the back seat. And then I was cleaning it out when we got back. You know, I said, oh, my God. How did he sit back here?
By the way, my earbuds with the microphone are still above the visor on the passenger side.
Okay.
What's the adapter for my Mophie Helium juice pack?
Oh, oops. I guess we need
to... No. I just forgot to grab it.
Remember, he's coming by tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
So you can...
aren't I?
Yes. But I got to say, even Michael. Now, we haven't seen Michael in a year.
Yeah.
Okay? We walk into Chester's, and it's like, oh, hi, Michael. Yeah.
Actual, just like I saw him yesterday at the Gaslight.
Yeah. I mean, it is cool.
It is. You see, you know, all meeting up for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Barty, man, when, it's like you said, we had to go to a foreign country. You know, not that Canada is super foreign, but we went to another country to all get together in the same room. And I don't think it could have been under better sort of circumstances, really.
Yeah, or better
company.
I mean, honestly, we were in great company.
Yep.
Friends and people we've been listening to. And, you know, it's one of these things where you can kind of read it. Like, if you read between the lines, people are wondering, what are these, what Jason friggin' nailed it in his podcast when he put the boys are back in town. And, I mean, I actually, you know, I felt that I was welling up a little bit. And I was excited at the same time because, I said, Debbie, you got to listen to this. Jason's podcasting. But, you know, all of our friends up in Canada, they're like, the four of us got together, and you can kind of see the look on their face, like, what in the hell are these guys going to be like? You get all four of them together in one room, are we in for another set? Are we in for a 16-hour-long chit-chat?
Well, we probably could have if we had had show notes set up.
Absolutely, and it wouldn't have been hard either. We could have just been rolling with it.
Yeah, it was an impromptu thing. I really thought we'd get back to the hotel or the, you know, before we did the live podcast. So, you know, I did have the laptop and all the drop-ins. And
I brought my laptop, 3 microphones. You brought your laptop, a couple of microphones. It's like we had all the gear, and it's like, shit, we don't have it.
Well, we didn't know that was going to be occurring, but
We didn't know we were going to go from place to place to place to place to place like we did.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were so close.
Yeah,
and it was such a whirlwind, I tell you. But that weekend flew by so fast.
It did.
It's like I was thinking about that when I was driving home. It's like, my God, I can't believe this weekend's over already.
Oh,
yeah, it went fast.
Needs to be longer.
Yeah.
none of this mucking about with seminars and sessions. You know, just do the in between networking all the time.
Yes. 4 days,
and it still flew by.
Yeah, I really think if it started on a Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday, and then you could split up and do some stuff. Because the only critical thing I got to say is I didn't really get to see much of the town of Hamilton, you know, take a walk around or something. I would have really liked to have seen it, but I'm complaining. I loved everything we did.
Yeah.
But it was like, now I'm going to have to go back to Hamilton just to see it.
I was jealous of Jason because Jason got there before us.
Yeah.
Jason Reese, and he was checking. He got to check, you know, the museums and a few other things out because he was up there for work anyway. So it was pretty cool. And I'm like, man, I'd have liked to have done that because Hamilton was it's a big town.
Yeah.
And it had, I think it has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
As far as
that
things
first
to
night you were there, they had the live band playing
in the
downtown pavilion. Those guys were rocking. It was like it was all I could do to keep walking past them because you know I slowed down when I got to that area just grooving to the music.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I gotta keep going.
Yeah, it's like
you
sit there,
you see people playing chess on the sidewalk with great big chess pieces and checkers with great big checkers pieces. And it's like, oh, I want to see how this turns out. And I said, I got to keep going.
I just drove 5 hours to meet people. I got to keep moving.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I tell you, it really is a pretty amazing city.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Except the only thing I was kind of concerned about is we parked in the garage and it said event parking $25. And I said, is this considered an event?
How do you define event? And I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'll pay the $25 bucks.
But when we got out, it was only $3.
Yeah.
That was great. Well,
you know what was funny? I parked in a municipal parking area about 4 blocks past where you guys were.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a parking ticket to come out of the meter. Yeah. And I asked a local guy. There was a local guy walking around, and I asked him about it, and he says, well, if it won't give you a ticket, I guess it's free. I said, you got to be kidding me. You know, because it doesn't say that on the meter. It says, push this button to get a ticket and leave it on the dashboard. So I figured, oh, what the hell? I didn't want to waste time looking for another parking spot. It took me long enough to get there. So when I got back, it was like no notice or anything on there. You know, like one time in England, I did the same thing and had a great big sticker stuck on the back of my car that had a parking notice in it. You know, I had to peel that thing off the window, and it left a lot of glue behind. You know, and I talked to I emailed the city council, and they said, well, too bad, so sad, you know, get over it. So I had to pay a parking fine for not prepaying parking, or at least pulling a ticket. And that's what I kind of expected would happen here, but it didn't, so I got lucky.
Cool.
Yeah. Neat. So it was all good. Of course, we're coming up on
it was very good. Most excellent.
So we still missing it.
We should continue down. I'm sure we're going to be talking more MMPR as we go through the other topics here. But, you know, these show notes started off with like three comments, and I'm seeing like a page and a half of...
10.
Okay, the next one is just a short thing. Summer finally came to New Hampshire the past week. It was freaking 90 degrees almost every day. And humid, and actually up until just before we started the podcast, the air conditioner was actually on up here because it was warm, and this is where all the computers are.
I hate summer.
And so, but it cooled down. It's currently 65 degrees outside, so.
I hate summer, says the man who temporarily considered moving to Texas.
You know what? Yeah, that would have been a bad move.
Really?
I wholeheartedly can admit that. That'd have been a bad move.
But it's
man.
A dry heat out there.
Yeah, fuck that. Heat's heat. I don't give a shit. Dry, moist, lukewarm, slightly dewy. Hot is hot. Which kind of makes me harken back to the halls of residence. What in the hell's wrong with the air conditioning? Now, I know the rule from the energy crisis, you know, summer 78, winter 68.
That was back in 74.
Yeah, but they're still following the rules in 2015, man. When you turn the air conditioning on, I'm looking for sub-zero. I want to see my breath when I'm sleeping. And was it just me, or was it damn hot in there?
It was warm.
It was warm in there,
yeah. You know what I'm thinking?
I can't believe the lady at the front desk goes, it's kind of cold in there. You want an extra blanket?
It's kind of cold.
What?
Cold. I want to do her liquid nitrogen brought up. That's what I consider cold. Honestly, and I said to Debbie, I'm like, you know what? Next year, the halls of residence, because the price was phenomenally great. However, I was so jealous of you, Barty, because you're in a hotel room where you got to control the air conditioning, and it actually went below 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes. It was very, very cool, and it didn't cost me a dime.
You know what? I'm like, you know, I'm thinking I might be staying at a Ramada or a Holiday Inn or something, because I want air conditioning, because it's either that, or Barry, when we go up, I have to bring a portable room air conditioner with
me. You can bring that. The ground unit I have, because it's got
and
the little
hanging
hole,
out the little window. I actually thought about that. I'm like, would that be weird? You know, when you're going to the lobby and you got your luggage bag and you're dragging an air conditioner on the gate.
It's on wheels.
It might look a little odd.
It is on wheels.
Exactly. I'm like, you know,
do you have anything to declare? Pay no attention to the air conditioner in the back seat.
what the little vent tube?
Get back.
What's that?
It's my CPAP machine.
It's my CPAP. See this 4-inch ductwork flexible line? I hooked it up to my face. There you go.
Oh, God.
I have a step-down connector. That's what we do. But honestly, man, I'm like, wow, is it freaking hot or what?
Yeah.
The room is nice. It's clean. People are wicked polite. Air conditioning's broke. But aside from that,
the floor was very firm.
I'm like, oh, man, I felt so shitty about that. I'm like, you know, we went to the front desk, and you're like, do you have one of those roll-away mattresses, you know, that fold down, and it's got a box spring, and you can set a mattress on it? Like, well, no. And I'm like, shit, this is the first time I've ever been to any place that rents out rooms that they don't have, you know, one of those tucked away.
They're dorm rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, but, yeah, I was really expecting to wake up in the morning and see you two guys spooning in the
That's too much information. That's just too much. But I love you guys, but I don't want to learn that about you.
Yeah, you know, and we just went down a rabbit hole that I don't know what to say. That's pretty fucking rare when I don't have something to say.
The mental
wow, Barry,
image
remember
alone.
That. This is the perfect way to shut Joel up.
Anyway. I gotta say.
About pulling out the maintenance man card. You go up and say, hey, you know, can I get a key card to the, you know, the next vacant room down? Say, oh, maintenance, go in the room, snag the mattress, and then just drag it into our room. And, you know, like, problem solved.
Yeah.
But. I'm toying
with you. There's some bed bugs in here. We need to take this mattress for inspection.
Is there an electrical issue here and this bed's leaning to the right? Let me just grab this mattress right here.
There we go. Anyway, we got to say, I don't know how everybody else's border crossing was, but Joel and I had no issues whatsoever. We drove right up going out. We drove right up and, you know, showed them our cards and they asked what we're there for, and you know, very pleasant lady, and we made it.
Oh yeah, going in. Yeah, she was wicked fast, easy.
And then coming out, I don't know how you went, Barty, but Google had us go up, what was it, 401?
The 401.
And we went up the 401 and the border crossing there, we were like, what, fourth or fourth
car. It was nothing there. On the 401 on the border crossing coming back into New York, there was like no wait. The guy's like, do you have anything to declare? And I'm like, yeah, the air conditioner's broken in that fucking room. But that's...
Chris, the guy just looked at him with, you know, no sign of expression whatsoever in his face.
Yeah, it's completely expressionless face. He's like, where are you from? New Hampshire. Anything to declare? Air conditioner's broke. What were you doing in Canada? Sweating. Where do you go?
Usually, most of the times I've crossed the border, yeah. I've always had an easy time going into Canada and a harder time coming out.
Yeah,
but this time it was the other way around.
Really?
When I I was in a long line. To get up to the customs guy or the immigration guy, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
And it was funny. When he asked me why I was going to Canada, I told him I was visiting friends.
Yeah.
He goes, friends? Where do you have friends? This is in Hamilton. How do you get in Hamilton? Through podcasting. And he says, well, how do you get friends in Hamilton? Through podcasting. I says, this has to be a comedy routine. Is there a camera around? And I told him... Well, you listen to podcasts and you respond through email or Twitter with the podcasters, and you get invited to the next Marshall McLuhan podcasters roundtables that they have. He looked at me and he goes, okay, go ahead.
Okay, he has no clue about any of it.
We told him.
I know.
We told him we're going to a podcasting convention.
Yeah, and convention. And they're like, oh, yeah. Go. She was cool. She's like, oh, convention, go.
Yeah. So there's the magic word is convention.
Yeah, you're spending money in our country. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Leave it all here.
Coming back into the U.S., I got into a even longer line crossing the bridge because it was like three lanes. There was one lane going in towards Canada and two lanes going into the U.S., and one lane was tied up with tractor trailers and the other was average traffic.
Wow.
So it took us quite a while to get down to the actual border, and at that point, they really didn't care about anything. You know, they just asked if I had anything to declare, and you know, where are you going, and things like that. And you know, they were just more than happy to just get rid of me.
Wow. Get out of our country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually, when you're coming in, you're dealing with U.S. people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you know, it's like yeah, okay, whatever.
So
where do you want to go? Home. Where is that? The address on the license I just handed you.
Really?
Just just wanted to make sure.
Do you know where home is? Yeah, home's where the heart is. Give me my fucking license.
Yeah, really? No, I'm a Rolling Stone. Home is where I hang my hat.
Exactly. Good one, Barty.
Well, you know, I like the blues. What can I say?
Absolutely.
All right. And the rest.
The next topic.
Oh well, I had my my second eye doctor's appointment. This is
cool. How'd that go?
So, my prescription really hasn't changed much. The bottom got a little more powerful for reading purposes. Although I did find out, I now know why I have problems driving at night.
Why is that?
I do have the start of cataracts.
No way.
They're going to be watching that. However, they did notice that 3 years ago, and then they said it really hasn't moved forward much, but or progressed, or whatever. But they did say that one of the symptoms of that is when you're driving at night, the headlights and lights star up on you. I said, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But right now, as long as it's not, and it also, you know, I said every once in a while, especially if I'm staring at a computer screen all day, my left eye sometimes feels like there's a haze there. Well, and they said, well, that could be that, or that could be just your eye drying out from staring at screens too long. So
Maybe you need some medical marijuana.
That'll fix it right up.
Oh, yeah. And that'll be the last I see of my 5-year updates.
Yeah, that's the whole big thing in New York. They've finally legalized medical marijuana, and they've authorized 5 sites to actually grow this medical marijuana for the whole state.
Wow. All upstate, I take it.
Well, there's one around Albany. There's another one upstate, and the other 3 are close
in
to
Bob's
New York
basement.
City.
Bob's basement in Brooklyn.
Bob's basement.
I don't know who Bob is, but he's got a really, really green thumb in his basement.
Anyway, so
big electric bill.
Yeah. So it came time, now that I have had an updated prescription, which really didn't change too much, I did go online to Zenni Optical, and I ordered a pair of glasses from
them. Very cool.
And I think the pair that I'm wearing currently, several years ago, because these are old glasses now, came in at about $700. Probably $700 and some change.
Yeah, that's an
okay.
Ouch.
So I got pretty much the exact same thing. The frames are very similar. The ultra thin plastic lenses, coated, of course, the coatings, and I get the transition ones. And the bill came to, with delivery charge, a $244.
I'd say that's a significant savings.
I would say so, too. So, you know, I asked them, you know, you go to the eye doctors these days, you know, you look into the little machine and stare at the balloon, you know, and they got the little laser thing that sits there and measures the inside of your eyeball and everything, and it comes out, you know, a little ticket comes out, and it's pretty much got your prescription there. Then they sit you in the chair, and they do better or worse. They only do it a couple times, because pretty much the laser tells you exactly what you need. And it also, by the way, does your pupil distance. So I was able to get that, too. That was the one thing measurement I was missing. Right. However, I will say with Zenni, but it's true with anybody that sells, even if I go to a store, with my large noggin, it is hard to find frames that are wide enough.
Yep.
So I'm very limited on what I can get for width-wise on frames, because if you get them too small, they look kind of dorky.
Right.
So I was limited, and one of the pairs that they had that, it's almost the ones that I have, identical. So they should be coming soon. I don't know, 7 to 14 days, I guess.
Yep.
So I will let you know. I'll have an update when they come in. But cool. it was a pleasant experience online, and we'll see how well the glasses work for me. So, okay, that's my days of my lives.
Days of
Michael?
So, yeah, I had plenty of time to try to record on the way home from MMPR 2015, but I was having severe issues with audio quality in that rental car. I don't know why it was worse than normal or if it was a iOS 8.4 versus Boss Jack problem or what, but I actually recorded a virtual Uper length episode that just the audio just horrendous. So I'm going to try to recover that. I'm going to just probably just put a disclaimer on it and just put it out there. Then I tried to do episode 192, not episode 191, A Palindromic Wonder.
A Palindromic Wonder.
That was so awesome.
It wasn't it?
But anyhow, so I did record a couple episodes on the road home from MMPR. I can't say it tonight. And I'll release them probably after episode 192 from here in the harbor. And as I said, put a disclaimer on it. But I will say one thing. As I was driving down Interstate 69 in Michigan, getting ready to head down towards Chicago and swing over to Woodstock to see my mom on Sunday night, you see these RVs going back and forth, you know, with side-by-sides, motorcycles, Jeeps behind them.
Uh-huh.
There was this big RV coming at me in the other lane. And as it passed me, I wished I'd had my iPhone on camera mode so I could take a picture of it right away. This RV, good size, you know, large, not quite full bus, but a good size RV, was pulling a full-sized two-seater Bell helicopter.
Really? Wow.
That was their local vehicle. I'm like,
no
what
way.
What kind of campsite do you have where your local vehicle is a Bell helicopter? And I'm not talking a little Scorpion. I'm talking a Bell helicopter. Either that or they were taking this thing to the first base camp and then the helicopter took them into wherever they were going from there.
That could be.
But not something you see going on the interstate every day, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
So, episodes to come. I've been really enjoying what everybody else has to say, and hopefully, you know, it's been a week, so I don't want to lose my initial thoughts. I'm just going to have to put a disclaimer on it and maybe mix it all together in GarageBand and put it out there.
Ours are going to be a nice Christmas present.
Okay.
So...
It's going to be on the road to PodCamp Toronto, the MMVH edition.
No, I'm going to try to get them out this week. If I can.
Okay.
So, and Joel, by the way, you still have a couple of our on the way.
Do I?
Yes. You need to drop them in the Dropbox for
okay.
me.
Okay. Yep.
So I'll get those out. They're short. And I should be able to get 188 out. And 189 should be easy to get out because it's short. Yeah. And so I'll try to get them out this week. We'll see what happens.
I'll get them in there.
Okay. Because I'm trying to do them in order. You know, I have this little bug that's sharing the room with me.
That bastard.
He's starting to fly around.
Kill him, Barry. Kill him.
Yeah, it's kind of fun watching him fly.
But he's not flying straight anymore, is he?
No, he's kind of flying all over the place. One time he bashed into the screen. But he keeps coming back. He keeps coming back for more.
Well, he likes it.
Anyway, okay, so, Joel!
Yes,
well, how's it going, the Antrim, Project Antrim?
Project Antrim is progressing along nicely. It's, but it was a bit slower than I was, liking, and that was due to the fact that, in a later segment, hot as hell, one. And in a later segment, in bottom gear, you have to have a way to move all the stuff that you're packing up. And bottom gear, we get a nice little segment near. We'll elaborate more. But Project Antrim was going really good. It was progressing. We were getting stuff packed up. And you know those moments when, as a husband and wife, you look at each other and say, where'd we get all this crap from?
We've got stuff piled on top of stuff. We've got stuff that we haven't looked at in a decade. And you go, oh, we are throwing this stuff out. And so it was Operation Throwout. And boy, oh boy, we're chucking TVs. We're chucking furniture. It's just like, well, you know what? We don't even need all this junk. And we're downsizing because, hey, you know, downsizing in the, you know, into the house. And it's smaller than our apartment now, but, you know, it's a house on 12 acres. So it's a lot more comfy, a lot cheaper to heat. And, well, let's face it, we're kind of like empty nesters now, you know, with the one graduating high school and going off to college and then the military, and the other one's working and driving, and we never have any kids home. So time to downsize. And so, yeah, Operation Antrim basically consists of throwing a ton of crap out. And I'm sitting here going, I'm almost embarrassed. Every time I go to the Nashua dump, I'm like, I'm embarrassed. I got boxes and boxes of shit. I don't know where I came from. I'm like, I have to stop going to yard sales and buying other people's shit and bringing it home and calling it mine.
Now, wait a minute. Weren't you just last week talking about how you find gold mines?
I have. Brother, I have.
Until you got to move.
Until you got to move, you go, why the hell do I have a G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip from 1977? I don't need this.
He's cool. He's cool, man.
Yeah, but he's missing the left arm. Like here?
You know, I got to tell you, we always, Anne-Marie and I, it just worked out that about every 5 years we'd move, okay, until we got to New England. Now we've been in this house for 18 going on 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine moving out of this.
Honestly, man, I'm walking around in just my garage alone.
Yeah.
Which also goes hand in hand with the bottom gear segment. But I'm looking around, I'm going, I've got whole cubicles. The panels, the desks, the overheads, the chairs on one side. I'm going, why do I have this in my garage? I've got two snowblowers. Three weed whackers, a generator. I'm like, okay, a workbench, 2 7-foot-tall toolboxes, chainsaws hanging from the ceiling as if they're Christmas decorations. And I'm going, you know, all this stuff that I got, you know, broken or other people's junk. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. And I rebuild it. And now I have it, you know, here's, you know, oh, there's my McCullough, you know, there's my Johnson Red. You know, here's my Husqvarna's, two of those hanging, and I'm like, why do I have all this shit? I'm not a lumberjack. Why do I need 4 chainsaws?
I'm a lumberjack, and I'm okay.
Honestly, God, and I'm like, we had a closet. We have a closet. It's just at the top, you know, top of the stairs, because we're in a second floor apartment here. And there's a closet just outside from the kitchen door. I've got 2 68,000 BTU kerosene round heaters in there and a weed whacker.
You might want to keep the heaters.
I'm keeping the heaters, but I'm like,
get rid of the weed. We only need 1 weed whacker.
I got 3 freaking weed whackers.
Possibly,
man.
A backup. Keep the snowblowers. Need a backup.
Well, I got a plow truck now, too.
Oh,
but
okay.
That means
you can get rid of one of the snowblowers then.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hold on to it anyway. Why the hell not? But it's like, okay, so I'm looking at all this shit.
That's why you have so much crap. Well, why the hell not?
Yeah, I mean, I got an 86 Dodge plow truck for the property, and then two snowblowers, and you're like, okay, all right, we got to streamline some. I got 4 printers. 4. 4.
I know where that's coming from. I got 4 in this room right here.
And I'm like, why do I need 4 printers?
Yeah.
So, and I went and started looking at them. And went, oh, this one needs a little of this, and that one needs the gear. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. Printers are $30 now.
Yeah.
$36.
Chances are they don't make the ink cartridges for them anymore.
Yeah, so I threw them all out.
Yeah. I got 4 in this room, and 3 of them are going to get tossed.
Yep. I just bought a brand new HP. This is probably part of Geek Corner. HP DeskJet 2132 scanner printer. I threw the other 4 of them that I had out.
We got one of those. Well, I forget what number it is, but we got one of those ones that does everything. Mm-hmm. And it's wireless. So, you know, it sits there.
All in one.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know what? It was 30, it was 40, no, this one was $58.
Yeah, yeah, they're so like, damn cheap now. This one's
$50. I remember paying $200 and some odd dollars. So I'm like, all right, well, throw the other four out. Yeah. I'm not fixing
it. Yeah, and you can't sell them or do anything with them. Nobody wants them.
Right. Yeah. So Operation Antrim, or Operation Move Antrim, it is progressing. As well as once I get up there and we move shit into the garage and I'm making room because the house is 75% done construction renovation. But one of the big things is I had, when we got the house, whoever started it took the well pump out. So there's no water. And the well pipes are there, but no water. And you're like, there's actually two well lines there. Because the guy who originally built the house used to install wells and septic systems for a living.
So he put it back up?
So I'm looking in the basement, and I got two pipes coming through the walls. I'm like, I got wells coming from two different directions. Hmm. I got an artesian well, and I got another one, but there's no pump down here. So through much work and diagnostics and finagling, and I still have some more to do, but we've got water in the house now. So it's like, woohoo! That was a big hurdle. I was worried about that.
How about a fresca?
Exactly.
Fresca.
So we got the water into the house, and now I have to hook up the drain pipe to the toilet, hook up the bathroom sink, hook up the shower, hook up the kitchen sink.
Go!
No, it's not that bad. It's all CPVC. It's glued together in shark fittings, so it goes fast. So,
your water tested?
What's that?
Do you have your water tested?
Yeah, I drank some and I didn't get the diarrhea, so it's good.
Yeah, it's water. It's looks like water. It tastes like water. It's tested.
It's clear, clean, delicious water, and I made coffee with it already. It's good. So, and no, this well was already, the water was already in place. The wells were already in place, so I have no worries and no issues there that I'm worried about, and if push comes to shove, I'll put a softener in. But as far, if it's real high in iron, but it's not really, so I'm cool.
Gee, Fred, this water doesn't look good. What are we going to do? Well, I think we're probably going to sell this place, but just so they don't drink it, let's pull the well pump so they don't use it.
But there's another house. Yes, there's another house on the 12 acres, so we're good to go there. As far as the quality of the water, and absolutely, the water's delicious. Oh my God, it's like when I go to Barry's house, I just turn on the faucet and just like a dog, I lap right out of the faucet. I'm like, why does this water taste so good?
I gotta tell you, the best water I've ever tasted is up in Copper Harbor.
Yeah,
that water is just sweet.
It is. It actually tastes like candy. Yeah. But yeah, it's just
kind of a fudgy taste.
Yeah. It's
well, where the streets are lined with fudge.
So that was done.
A store that makes fudge and another store that sells it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
That was good fudge too. When I think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's another trip we got to make in September? So, so the wells, the water's in the house, and I got an entire kitchen's worth of cabinets in the house now. Bottom cabinets, top wall cabinets, countertops. I got to make one or two countertops because they're tile. And so those are actually in the kitchen. So I just got to get them all. And they're actually in place. This is a matter of bolting them to the walls. The sink is there. The cabinet for the kitchen, the kitchen sink is also in place. The fridge is in. The dishwasher's on its way. So A lot of progress. A lot of progress. Painted the living room, installed a ceiling fan. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? I think that's enough.
All right.
That was a pretty good amount.
Yeah. Trying like hell.
And before Michael starts on his topic,
already?
Anthony Marco alert. It's coming up on 1 hour. 30 minutes. And this is going to be a long one, folks, because we're about a quarter of the way through the show notes. Yeah. And these guys keep adding more as we progress here. Wow.
I won't have to make a can of Denny Moore beef stew to make it to the show.
Publish these show notes on Amazon, you know? It's a small book.
This is probably more for bottom gear. But did you hear that Amazon has bought the rights to have hired the guys from the prior Top Gear show?
It's not going to be on Netflix. It's going to be on Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
Really?
Starting in 2016.
Really?
Yes.
Amazon
announced it. That sucks. I'd rather have it on Netflix. Amazon's video sucks.
Oh, fuck Netflix. I'm with Amazon.
Honestly, if you watch Amazon on the Xbox, it works great.
Does it?
Yeah, if you watch it on the Fire Stick, it's herky jerky.
Yeah, their video is their resolution is pretty horrible.
So. Well, it depends what your bandwidth is. You know, my DSL bandwidth is pretty bad, so, you know, when I watch, I keep wanting to call it Deliverance, Defiance, I watch that on Amazon Prime, and I
you
end
need
up
a
with...
bumper for this, Barry. It keeps coming up.
I know, right? Well, there are a lot of woods and a river near me, you know, multiple rivers, so it could happen here.
Well, I watch them all on Roku, and I just know that Netflix comes in crystal clear on Roku. Amazon, not so much.
Well, to jump forward just a little bit and comment with what you were just saying, I don't think I'll have any problem watching it on my gigabit.
Oh, yeah.
I need to make a drop in for this too.
Yeah. My 1 gig down, 500 meps up.
Fuck you.
Fuck you and a gigabit you ride on.
Which is getting installed in the house, which we call the cabin in the woods, this Thursday.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna put that in the show notes.
What, fuck you, Joel?
Yeah, 1 gig.
Yes, he was complaining on iMessage. Oh, which package should I get?
The yeah, one I that's, saw that.
You know, 3,000 gigabytes down and 4,000 up, or the 6,000 down package, or the, you know, 900 terabytes down per second down, and you know, it's like, how about the same package STFU has?
I thought you'd appreciate that. I'm like, you know, should I get the inky dinky tiny package with the 250 MIPS down, or should you know, I get the middle of the road package? No, that's 100 MIPS down.
Let's the face it, every guy hates having a small package.
Exactly. Well, no, but you can always upgrade your package, Marty. So if I get the 100 MIPS down and the 40 MIPS up, which is about 300% better than what I have here now, or do we go with the 300 MIPS down and the 120 MIPS up, Barry, or should I go for the 1 gigabit down and 500 MIPS up?
Yeah, I have a chainsaw too, and I know where the fiber is.
He's gonna drop these all over my road.
Just remember, chainsaw always loses to a gun.
We just shoot in the general direction. By the way, I heard the beginning of the last podcast when I had my tattoo done. I didn't realize he pretty much had a war zone going on out behind the house.
Well, no, it was up the street, so it was side. Yeah, Barty and I were talking. Yeah, that was by the way, that was a fun one to edit. I got to tell you guys, it was 3 hours and 20 minutes, I think, that podcast, and that was edited down because Barty and I were talking at the beginning, and we were talking about work, and then we were talking about this, and then we were talking about something else, and I was like, "Crap, I want to put this stuff in, but I got to edit all this stuff out." So believe it or not, that whole front thing, there was a lot more in between, and I edited it out and tried to make it so you couldn't tell. But the guy down the street, man, he was just having a blast.
It was ripping.
Literally.
Literally.
It was fun. Anyway, well, listen to that again.
That was pretty funny. When I listened to that, I just laughed my ass off. I went and got my wife. Honey, you got to listen to this.
I hope you didn't mind me putting in with, because you guys were talking about it the week before, with your, and how is your wife's condition now?
She's much better. She after we got back from MMPR, we had an appointment with her doctor, and he did additional x-rays and said that, yeah, it hurts a hell of a lot, but she's healing properly. Good. And as long as she keeps on doing what she's doing and doesn't overdo it, he thinks that things will go along just well, because she's looking really good. So we have to go back there in another 3 weeks. They'll do another x-ray and see how things are progressing. But he thinks things will turn out pretty good.
Good.
So we're pretty happy to hear that.
Yeah, great.
Awesome news.
Good. Thanks for asking, Bear.
Oh, no problem. I mean, because I did, and I didn't have a chance to ask you, is this okay, Marty? I'm putting this in the show because it was an interesting story. And you know.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Definitely okay.
All right.
That was definitely something else. Yeah. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, might have stopped me from going out last mm-hmm. weekend. But she was pretty adamant that, no, you've been talking with these guys for years. You know, you care about these guys. You got to go meet them. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, but, you know, it's like 4 or 5 hours away. She goes, I don't care. I'm handling things okay. I'm doing good. You know, and, you know, I she's been alone all day long while I'm at work every day. So. Yeah. You know, another 3 days, you know, and if anything happened, you know, another 4 or 5 hours and I could be back, you know. But, you know, even from work, it'd be an hour drive before I got back. So, but she was pretty adamant that she wanted me to go. And I'm kind of glad I listened to her and did go, because I had a fantastic time. It was wonderful.
It was great. So, all right, Michael, I have no idea what you got there.
So, the show note is Seish. Do you know what a seish is?
No.
Seish. Okay. So, living on the Great Lakes.
Does that have anything to do with pea meal bacon?
No.
Oh,
no,
I love pea meal bacon.
It was good.
Okay. God, no, I wish I had some of that now.
Seish is a description that I'll get into in a minute.
Okay.
So, was it... Cripe, no, I forgot what night it was. Was it Tuesday night? Wednesday night? I was... whatever. I just got back to the house, phone rings, and someone says, you need to get out to the harbor right away. I'm like, well, what happened? The queen has just run aground on the rocks. I'm like, what? Yeah, we need to send Mercy 8 out there. I'm like, no, they haven't paged us. So, you know, if there's something going on, they don't need any more excitement than they already have. But I'll go down and check out the scene. Well, what had happened was there was a very steady, strong wind out of the south that night. And at 8:15, the Queen goes out on an evening cruise, and they had 82 people on board. And the new Queen, the Isle Royale Queen the Fourth, is a little more of a flat bottom, you know, more shallow bottom than the original boat, the Isle Royale Queen the Third. And which is fine, but at slower speeds, when you've got a boat like that, it's not quite so stable. Mm-hmm. The faster you go, you know, the more it'll cut through the water, the more stability you've got. But they were just getting out of the dock and getting ready to swing by Porter's Island. You know the landmarks mm-hmm. here. Well, what the captain was not planning on was the very strong, steady wind out of the south. So as he swung out past Hunter's Point, and there's a gap there, and then Porter Island, the wind caught the side of the boat just perfectly broadside. That coupled with when you have a strong wind in any one direction kind of unilaterally over a Great Lakes, you develop something called a seish. It's like a tide. It's the equivalent of a Great Lakes tide, but normally it's because the wind is pushing the water all in one direction. And it develops... two things. It develops some serious current, and it actually will affect the water level. As the whole lake shifts, just think about, you know, a big wind over a bowl of water that, you know, all the water kind of goes to one side of the bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Same thing happens in the Great Lakes. So as this boat was passing the opening between... Yes. Except no substitutions. And tired. Very, 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 very tired. But anyhow, as it was passing the opening between Hunter's Point and Porter Island, which is maybe 75 yards or so, there is a significant current going out of the harbor through those rocks. So between the wind to the side of the Isle Royal Queen and the current going out between the rocks, it just sucked the boat right into that gap. Pulled it sideways in, and then when the prop hit, that was all. It was done.
It's all she wrote?
And it's all she wrote. And then it took out the rudders, and she was up on the rocks. So for the next couple of hours, small private boats from Copper Harbor were going back and forth, helping people disembark. All 82 of them, I think it took like 2 hours.
Wow.
And it was sometime around midnight when they got the boat off the rocks. Now, this is the first incident of any kind that I can think of since early 1970s, since his family has had the ferry service.
Wow.
So, the Coast Guard came out immediately the next day, did an inspection, found no major issues, and this boat has got an aluminum hull on the bottom, so you got to really be careful with that.
Yeah.
Well, but it needs repairs, so I went off to Washburn, Wisconsin, to get pulled out of the water and have the runners repaired and have another inspection done on it. But a little bit of excitement there.
Wow, yeah.
Really. Yeah, that's quite a story.
Huh.
It made the newspapers, I'll tell you that, all the way downstate.
They send crew crews up?
TV news? Yeah, but they just took pictures. I didn't find any videos.
I bet you Channel 9 from New Hampshire went up there. They don't cover anything in Jasper Keen, but I bet you they probably went up there to cover that story.
Boat runs aground in Copper Harbor. News at 10. Or 9. I don't know when your nightly news is there.
10. Or 11, actually. 11. News at 11.
Okay.
So, wow.
Speaking of 11, I got to be bailing, guys.
You do?
Sorry I came in late, but I got to be running. But
you're like half the Geek Corner stories.
Yeah, it was really kind of funny because I updated my Windows 7, and it told me I was eligible for a Windows 10 upgrade, but I had to, and this killed me, I had to request a reservation.
Yeah.
That's the words that they use.
Yes.
So I went ahead and did that, requested it, and they told me that they would be in touch with me when my reservation for an upgrade was available.
Which was probably 3 seconds later, right?
No, I haven't heard squat.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if I will, because this is a Windows 7 instance running on VMware on my 2010 Mac Pro. Yeah. And it was one that I sucked in from an HP computer. And I've been running Windows 7 on the Mac and Windows 8 on the HP. I upgraded Windows 7 to 8 without any trouble. So I don't know how they're going to feel about that. I mean, how can they really bitch if it's free? Who knows?
Well, they want to sell it to you for $129, really. But.
Yeah, and I'll tell them, you can scratch my old ass.
Yeah.
Scratch my old ass.
There we go. I want to see a button with that on it.
Next MMPR. You can scratch my old ass. There you go, Anthony. We need that next time.
It's a hashtag awareness.
Yeah, with a picture of a big hairy ass, right?
Oh, my God.
I really got to be running.
A donkey.
All right, Barty.
Hey, it's been great meeting you guys at MMPR. Yeah. I tell you, it made my whole year. It was wonderful.
It was great. It was great finally meeting up with you, Barty. You know,
absolutely.
And we're even closer this way. just to let you know.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Just saying.
Just saying,
Just saying.
When you come see you see your son and the family.
Well, I did mention to my beautiful bride the possibility of maybe Adam and his family coming from Milford, and you two guys coming from where you're located, yep. And us local, meeting man. All up in, yeah, really,
Peterborough,
Manadok region.
Peterborough's a nice town. Up at
Peterborough somewhere, yeah. And spending some time together, and she was very open to that.
Good.
So that might be a very doable thing. It might be a great way for all of us to get to know all of each other's families.
Yeah, that would be cool. Definitely got a plan on that.
Yeah, because I know my son is really interested in meeting Joel. He doesn't know who you are very much, other than someone I talk about a lot.
Yeah. Well, we've chatted. But, we've chatted
He's been in contact with Joel off and on and things.
We've chatted on iMessage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but Joel and he were playing games together.
We play on 360 together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He went the PS4 route, and so.
Yeah, so.
All right. All right. Well, I'll catch you guys next week. It's been great talking with you all. Sorry I can't stay much later.
Oh, completely understandable.
Yeah. So, take care. Have a good short week this week for you.
Yeah, this is my short week. I have my Friday off this week.
Yeah.
Woo! Nice.
I got a 5-day week, and my boss is on vacation, which means I got to go every day. That's
son of a bitch.
We can't pick on Joe much anymore because he's going to be on the same similar schedule. So
yeah, I'm just trying to figure out which Friday I'll end up having off. A Barty Friday or a Barry Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Maybe if it's a Barty Friday, we can make it a Xbox One Friday. We can kill things together. We can die a lot.
All right. Well.
All right. Catch you guys later.
Okay.
Catch you later, brother.
Good night,
dudes.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Our podcast is so long, even Barty can't make it to the end of it.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't had to go to the bathroom yet.
That's true.
Although I'm thinking about making Denny more beef stew to eat halfway while doing it.
So it is 11:04 here, local time.
Well,
so we're moving along. So I guess that means
slowly.
Let's get into Geek Corner. One of these days, I'm going to record the videos.
Michael's got the
keyboard.
Got the keyboard going. He's banging on the keyboard.
I am going to one of these
Jeez,
days.
I hope Mark's computer's off. It's the wireless keyboard for his gaming computer. I was playing it like the kid from Red Green.
I am going to record the video someday and just put it up as a short video.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Geeks Corner. We've already talked about this a little bit, so I'll just keep it short on this one. I just, because we've talked about it. Microsoft Windows 10 upgrade installation sucks! And I just, you know, I've been trying to upgrade since Wednesday. My invitation occurred Wednesday, sometime during the day. Wednesday night I started. It still hasn't updated yet because you start the update. It downloads 2.5 gigs of update. It then processes for the installation for about 1.5 hours. It then starts the installation. It unpacks files for another 45 minutes. And then it comes up with an error. It says, oh, we found an error. And here's a code. Quickly write it down because we're putting Windows 8.1 back on your system. And, oh, by the way, you know that 2.5 gigs you downloaded? Yeah, we're going to delete that. Since we can't upgrade you. And as soon as you get everything fixed, come back and we'll try it again. And so you go and you try to look up the code, which you can't find any information on it. You go to Microsoft, and it keeps taking you to the frequently asked questions, which this is not a frequently asked question. It's a freaking code that I need to know why something's wrong. And so, you know, you do a general Google lookup, which doesn't have much information at all because, oh, I don't know, Windows 10 just came out on Wednesday. So you try things and you read what other people are having problems with and you try to go in and fix that stuff up and then you start it again and wait your 3 to 4 hours, which is what it's taking me to try to upgrade, and I get another error and another code, and that's what it's been like since Wednesday. So I'm really thinking a Mac Mini is in my future. Now, granted, I gotta say, and I was telling these guys, my recording computer here, which is an HP Pavilion, that's almost 10 years old. It doesn't owe me any money, but and a couple of processes or applications that I have run on here, I have seen some memory errors. So I'm thinking it's getting a little long in the tooth and it's time for an upgrade. But at this point, I see no need to go to Windows for anything. I mean, this has just been a horrible experience for me. Windows 8 was easy. It took an hour. I went from 7 to 8 in an hour's time. No problems whatsoever except for the suckiness of Windows 8 until 8.1 came out. This has just been horrendous from the beginning. And it probably has something to do with old hardware. I think it's probably more that than anything else, because other people have not had any problems with it whatsoever. So, but I really do think that Microsoft does things backwards. Why don't you check to see if they give me these error codes before you start everything, instead of doing everything and then telling me the error codes at the last minute? It's just dumb. It's stupid. And I was telling these guys, the way I've been doing it, redoing it and redoing it, it's like, and I said this on purpose, it's like, rinse, lather, repeat. Because that's the way Microsoft works. I mean, it just makes no sense at all. You know? Every time, there's stuff in my hair at the end. So, anyway, okay, that's my story there. Michael? Cool.
This is not the operating system you're looking for. Move along.
Okay, so, well, this week, in the home office in Green Bay, Wisconsin, contacted me and said, hey, do you got a monitor? I said, no, I just have two MacBooks. And they said, well, would you like one? I'm like, yeah, actually, a nice flat screen monitor while I'm doing the CAD work would really be kind of nice, and for the program. And they said, okay, so you got a Thunderbolt port on your MacBook, right? And I said, no, I have a 2010 MacBook that's a 15-inch and a 2011 MacBook 13-inch. And they came back right away and said, okay, we'll get you a monitor and a new MacBook Pro.
Nice.
So wow. It's already been ordered. That's cool.
Sweet.
So pretty soon, probably within the next week, I will not have to be using my own personal computers for work coding, which I didn't mind doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they were so civilized enough to offer me a salary job with benefits working out of the harbor, I don't mind using my own MacBook. But if they want to provide a new one, I'm not going to complain either. Mm-hmm. So that's my little bit of geekiness there.
Cool. That is nice. And quick update here. It's not looking good for Google+. This past week, Google announced that you no longer need a Google+ account to use any other Google thing, particularly YouTube, which, you know, when Google+ came out, they kind of made that happen and people were upset about it. But they're basically isolating Google+. Now, my fear is, okay, you can isolate it. I think it's a good idea that you separate this stuff, because they already took out Hangouts from it. They already took out the picture, you know, the photo thing from it. They're separate items now. And I don't care about that, but And if they keep Google Plus around and just situate it, they wanted Google Plus to be a Facebook competitor, and it turned out it wasn't. However, I like Google Plus more for being a content provider. It's a lot better for groups. Like you're interested in podcasting, so you create a community page, and it's so nice and easy to do everything. And as we have our page, and I love it, but I'm concerned that Google's going to do away with Google Plus down the road. I'm hoping that's not going to happen, but it is. But it might. And that leaves us with the only other social media thing where people actually pay attention to is Facebook.
Nope.
And I really don't want to start a page on Facebook.
I'll talk to you on Twitter.
So, but unfortunately, Twitter is here and gone. That's the problem with Twitter. I would consider Twitter, but it's here and gone. You can't put anything permanently up there. I am really hoping that they just leave Google Plus the way it is. Okay, you've divided it up from everything. Now leave it alone because it's nice the way it is. I really don't want to go the Facebook route. It's I just don't feel like I have as much control. They change things around too much. I don't think you get to see all the stuff that's put in there because they decide what's going to go on. Well, I know you can go and control it if you want, but oh man, the way the rules, the regulations, the tools to get stuff to see what you want to see, it's ridiculous. I mean, Google Plus is just so much easier, simple. And I don't know what else. Maybe another social media tool will come out that people enjoy. I don't care. I don't care how popular it is. I just say, we got Google Plus. Here it is. Come join us. If not, okay. You're probably not going to find us on Facebook. I'm just not happy with it. I know the emporiums out there, the podcasters emporiums out there, Anthony has that. I have started posting when we have new episodes available. I started posting it in there because a lot of the people we met last week are up on the podcast emporium or group members of that. I still don't like Facebook. Sorry. I know it's winning out, but don't know. So I just wanted to say I'm a little sad this week and I'm a little concerned, and I hope they don't take Google Plus away. So anyway, Joel, you're next.
Yes. Well, let's see here. I just wanted to comment real quick. Sorry, Anthony. The real quick point is actually a moot point at this stage of the game. But that the iPhone 5C that I picked up with the U.S. Cellular as the provider, and I bought a Mophie juice box, juice box helium combination is fantastic. Battery life is absolutely no longer an issue. The 5C, I can't believe just how much more better than it was than my 4S, which my wife is now using. But it's really an excellent combination. I highly recommend Mophie products. I mean, can't rave about them enough. But the only one that was available for the 5C, because it didn't sell quite as big as everybody anticipated, Mophie still made it, and it was the Mophie Juice Pack Helium. Awesome, awesome case. If you don't have one, look into it for your 5S, 5C, what have you, 6. Awesome case, pardon me. That was the first thing I had. And then just real quick, because we've already touched on it briefly, and I just so terribly enjoy saying this.
Yeah, we've already talked about this, so I think we
my can skip 1 gigabit internet is being installed this Thursday at the cabin, Barry. My gigabit internet.
Fuck you.
So that's what I got for Geek Corner.
All right, and I'm not even going to play the song. Sorry. There's nothing in Ingress this week.
Nope. This is a Bob safe zone.
Yeah, Bob safe zone. I've just been playing casually. Nothing to report. Nothing new. So we'll skip down to Bottom Gear. Whoops. Bottom
gear. What the fuck
gear.
Was that? And welcome to another Late Night QRM edition of Bonham Gear. I'm your host, Joel, and today we have a few stories to tell. First up is Barry. Hey, what do you got?
The Prius made it!
Woohoo!
Oh, did I say Prius?
I love that part.
And it didn't get the new compressor in. Matter of fact, I checked with Ken yesterday, Dr. Ken, and it's still not in. I think he needs to find another place to get
part supplier. Yeah,
part
it's actually supplier. A really hard compressor to get.
Yeah, but that's all right because he says, "Well, how's it working?" I said, "Well, you put you charged sealant. It with the one with the sealant in it, and it's." It worked the entire trip. It's still working and no problems. He goes, well, why don't we just see how it works? I said, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Why don't we just let it go?
Let it ride.
And if we have problems, I'll give you a call. But right now, it's working. And I totally enjoyed having it last week in the 90-plus
weather. Yeah, when I found out what that compressor costs, when I called around looking for one, I'm glad I was sitting down.
Yeah, they're not cheap. I know that.
$797.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Well, it's Toyota.
It's an electric compressor.
Yeah, it's an electric air conditioner in the car.
I'm like, what? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's almost $8. And I'm like, holy crap. I think the first two cars I've ever owned didn't equal $800 when I bought them.
But it's the first thing that's gone bad on the Prius.
And right now it seems like it's working still. It just had a leak. So knock on wood, ride it out.
Got to tell you, soon, very soon, within the next couple of weeks, I think, we will be celebrating 200,000. I'm sitting at 199,275, I think.
Nice.
So it's getting there. So we're on the 200,000 watch.
Nice. So cool.
But yes, and everything's good. Everything's fine. It still drives like the first day I got it. That's all I can say. So I'm happy. See, that's what scares me about February. You know, it may be more like 12 days of driving in the Prius if we
12 days of pod camp. Actually, two spent there and the rest.
Exactly. So, and oh, yes, yeah. I don't even think we did two tankfuls on the trip to Hamilton and back.
I don't think we did either, yeah.
Because I remember the first time we stopped, I had a hard time put 2.5 gallons into it.
Yep.
And we stopped after almost getting there, right by the border, and I think I put 6 gallons in.
6 cups.
Yeah, and then I didn't put gas in it again until we were coming back home, and we were about halfway through New York, I think, when I put gas in.
So maybe a tank of gas.
So I think a tank and 3/4, I think. Because I drove around all last week on the rest of the what was left.
On New York gas.
So going back and forth to work.
Right, so you were driving around on New York gas in the tank, and I was eating New York Arby's.
Meat paste.
Boy, I wish I had one of those now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. So that's it. I'm done.
Cool. Michael. Cool. Michael, what do you got?
Okay, well, when I went to rent the car to go to MMPR, I dropped David's Jeep off. Which, Thank you. Which needed to have the death wobble removed, as we've discussed. And also got a little more interesting because the rear brakes went out as the brake line had leaked, I guess I shall say. So it was an interesting drive down with just front brakes and adding brake fluid to the cylinders so that, or to the reservoir there, so I could stop when I needed to. Fortunately, you don't have to stop a whole lot. You know what it's like driving up here.
Yeah.
So I gave him the thumb drive with the Plant Man video on it. Thank you, Joel. And he thoroughly enjoyed it. He said, because I told him, I said, hey, sit down and watch this first. I'll just add it to my time, add it to my bill.
Right.
And I'll be happy to pay you to just watch this thing. He goes, he got done with it. He's like, no, you're not paying me to watch this. This is good information. This is cool. So he's had the Jeep up on the lift continuously now since Tuesday. He's going through every single joint, bolt, every single item on that. And he's still working on it. But you know, I told him, I said, it's David's Jeep, not mine. It's got to be right.
Right, right.
So from one dad to another, he understands exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So the Jeep, David's Jeep, is getting rebuilt.
Nice, nice. And yes, that wobble will be gone. It'll have heat. It'll have brakes. It'll be like brand new.
Yeah, yeah. A nice, you know, new and, 1997 Jeep Wrangler.
You know, and that's, these things cannot be, you know, overrated. Heat, non-wobble, brakes. I mean, these are all the latest rage. You know, and the funny thing is, it's just hammering down the list. You know, one thing after another, and then eventually you get it all fixed. And, you know, it's little things, what I call the little niggly stuff.
And then on to the next vehicle. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Then you move on to the next one. Well, thanks, man. I'm glad it's going to work out well. I'm glad I found that video.
Yeah, thank you. That's an awesome video.
I'm really glad that the Plan Man actually took the time to film it, because it takes all the black magic and mystery work out of where to look on a Jeep to get rid of the death wobble. And also, subsequently, same spots are on the Dodge Rams. They get the death wobble as well. So that's cool. Stuff that happened with me, a lot, actually. I was with my beautiful bride, and we were going to go out for a bit of lunch in Goldfinger. And which is super comfortable and super reliable as a car. I mean, and it sips gas. It's a full-size car. I love Goldfinger with a passion. And aside from the one time when it needed that new intake gasket and a few other upgrades, where that was, a year ago, I was driving Goldfinger. We were cruising up Route 3. And had the air conditioning going. It was last week when it was like brutally hot that Barry was talking about. And all of a sudden, boosh, and yellow streaming boiling fluid shoots up from under the dashboard onto the floorboards of both sides, the passenger and driver's side floor. Now, mind you, at 70 miles an hour, when boiling antifreeze lands on your right foot, it's on the accelerator pedal, you tend to move your foot. It's like a son of a gun. And which I did. And Debbie, I will never forget this, for driving up the way, she goes, what the hell is that? Because it's spewing out from under the dashboard. I'm like, shit, we just lost the heater core.
Yeah. I was gonna say
the warp drive's leaking.
It's exactly what it was. So I quick get off at exit 8. I blow a UE, and I'm like, I got to get back on the highway when I get the car back home. And we've got a limited amount of coolant in the reservoir, and it's going to blow right through it. And you shut off the heater, but you're still going to circulate fluid through that heater core onto the floor subsequently. It's open to that's where it's open to the atmosphere. And we milked it all the way back. I didn't overheat it to the max. Got it in the driveway. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And I was really bummed out. And I'm like, we still got to get a bite to eat for lunch. And she's like, let's just take Daisy.
It's another tab. Hang on. There it is.
Ass too. All right, so he jumped in Daisy and went out for a bite and for lunch. And the whole time I'm kind of grumbling, "What the hell?" So we had lunch, and she brings me right down to calm and normal. And we get back, and I'm like, "All right, here's the deal. I gotta get obviously Goldfinger up to Dr. Kenny's." So what are we going to do? We're going to MacGyver it, and I'm going to jump out the heater core, completely eliminate it from the system, recharge the system. Huh?
Just put a tube in?
Well, yeah, but it can be tricky to try and get it to line up right, because if you kink that tube, you stop and restrict the flow on the engine, it overheats and blows the engine.
Yeah.
So you got to do it right.
Yeah.
And so I ran down to Napa. I was able to go in their basement where they had all the secret bendy tubes. And I was able to, one by one, and I found one that would fit. And I came back and blah, blah, blah. And I MacGyvered it around and took it. It drove like a dream. Drove perfect up to Dr. Kenny's, and I parked it. And I said, blew its heater core all over. Picked up a heater core, picked up a gasket, and I picked up a new thermostat while I was at it. I'm like, here, if we're changing the heater core, might as well put a new thermostat in. It's probably the original one. And I said, so here's Goldfinger. Why don't I take Rambo? The heck was that?
It's the closest thing I have to a Ram. Sorry, I don't have a sound effect for Rambo yet. I changed its name again.
I only changed it once, and and Rambo is the Ram's name, and officially. So I will find you a clip of the movie.
I'll get one. It's just that you announced it in iMessage tonight, and I'm like, I don't have time to get one that fast.
So, So I went ahead. It's true. That's true.
Yes.
So I went ahead and I jumped in Rambo. Booker. And started cruising on down. And Rambo, from day one, has had this weird, screwed up vibration when it went into overdrive. At a certain RPM, only in overdrive, it would shimmy and shudder. And I mean, it was a bargain. Chuck's got 85,014 miles on it. Original. Crew cab Dodge Ram with a 5.9 liter, 360 cubic inch V8 Magnum engine. And I'm like, son of a gun. And when I got in it, the brake light was on. The ABS light was on. The overdrive light was on. The check engine light was on. Any more lights and I'm going to run out of bulbs. And
sounds like
the sounding family, like my Jeep.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell? And it ran with a stammer. It would run, it would idle, but it would idle with a stammer. And then I had this weird-ass overdrive issue. Well, in the course of the past 3 days, I have twisted wrenches on Rambo for 3 days and have replaced, wait for it, the ABS axle speed sensor, which was a freaking pain-in-the-ass nightmare job. A brand new crankshaft position sensor, which was an absolute, and pardon the expression, fucking pain in the ass job. I destroyed, and the guys I'm showing on the camera, my entire right arm, because I had to remove the inner passenger side fender well, remove the passenger side tire, then cut the metal out from the inside behind the plastic just to jam my arm up in above the exhaust to get to the bolts. I also replaced the transmission tail speed sensor. Oh, that's right, because the speedo gauge didn't work and the odometer didn't work. And then I replaced, scanned the entire engine with a scan coder and then replaced all the plugs. And in 3 days, we went from a horrible vibration, shitty gas mileage, ABS light, brake light, overdrive sensor with a bad vibration, check engine lights, all on, to no lights. And this thing rips. This thing, it was just what it was. Is, you know, again, that's one of those bargain trucks. People write it off because it was a series of things. And like, oh, screw it, I don't know, it must be something major. And they lift it go. And I love finding finds like that. I changed.
A little love.
It needed a little love, a little attention, three sensors for a grand total. Wait for it. Wait for it. $100
Hmm.
I put the three sensors in and eight new plugs. And it went from horrible to no lights, no codes, and friggin' hell does this thing boot and scoot. Run, idle, reliable as hell, not bad on gas for as big as the engine is. And, yeah, so, you know, there again, one man's junk's another man's treasure. You just got to be willing and have the know-how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Which engine does it have, by the way?
5.9 liter 360 V8 Magnum.
Oh, yeah.
Four-speed automatic crew cab, so it's got the, you know, the suicide doors behind the two doors and a bed seat and the 6.5-foot bed. And air conditioning, power windows, power door locks that are automatically locked once you're in it, cruise control, AM, FM cassette, CD player, climate control, that's, you know, ABS, all that other normal shit. Love it. I love driving that truck. I love driving. It's like it drives like a car that I fit in with ground clearance.
Nice.
So yeah, 3 days working on it, and I said about $100 and a couple bucks worth of, you know, parts and the time and research. And I wanted to thank all the folks who do post stuff on YouTube, because I'm actually going to go back and thank them for putting those videos up, because it's like, where do you find the freaking crankshaft position sensor on a 360?
YouTube's, you know, great. For
and I'm like, someone shot a video, and I'm like, oh, that's how to get in there. And, you know, how do you change the ABS speed sensor on the rear axle? And you're like, well, first of all, where the hell is it? Oh, it's on the rear axle. And there's two of them. One on the axle, one on the tail of the transmission. Bought them both. One was $13. The other one was $28. And go in here and replace them. And all of a sudden, I got speedo gauge and odometer, and my ABS light went off, and my brake light went off. Wow. So, you know, then you disconnect the battery, reset the code, which resets the computer, and it starts to learn. But now it has working parts.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. Fan-frickin-tastic. That and RAM forums. If you go to DodgeRamForums.com, you can put in there and find out anything you want to find out. Because I'm really, 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 this is really partial to Dodge trucks. You know, I like Fords, I like Dodges. If you gave me a Chevy, I would park it on the front lawn with a for sale sign in it. I wouldn't drive it. I'd unload it.
Yeah.
But so that was that one, and then what else did I do to that truck? Oh, I put new headlights in it out of a junkyard truck, because the other ones were kind of foggy. Or I think I talked about that already,
yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah, you and
Debbie
did it.
Yep. So it's done. Truck's done. Runs great.
Cool.
We'll be pulling into your driveway in a white Dodge crew cab truck, and I want a glass of rum and coke, and my earbuds.
And your cable.
Yeah.
And your Mophie cable.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I need the Mophie cable. I was thinking about drilling it out, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll just wait for the cable.
Yeah. Cable's much better.
Yes. So that's what I got. Okay. Let's see, the next thing, what was this on here? Oh, I saw this posting. Yeah. I wasn't sure if he was serious.
It's a Google Plus page. Yeah, I think he is.
But MMD had posted on the Late Night QRMG Plus page, what would be a good brand and size of Bobcat or snow removal machine for clearing an area that was, 12 cars, he said? 12 or 16?
I don't know. I'd have to go on the page to look for it.
And I thought, is he serious? I mean, we've all got vast snow removal experience. But if he's serious and he said something about a Bobcat, that's a very, 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 very expensive way to go. Yeah. And I don't recommend as the best. If you only got to clear out snow for 16, to park, say, 16 cars, you could easily do that with, believe it or not, a riding garden tractor with a snowblower attachment on the front and save yourself a ton of money versus trying to buy a Bobcat.
Wouldn't you guys agree?
I would. I'm trying to get to the home at the page here to double check the thing. Although, you know, I love my JD and I love the snowblower on it. I wouldn't want to use it as a commercial vehicle.
Right, but if you're only here's where I'm going with this one too. You got to think about size and area. Yeah. If it's only for parking for 16 cars, it doesn't need to be a plow truck. Right. I do an area with a walk-behind 5-horsepower Honda that's parking for 9 cars right now. I think he had either 16 or 12 cars. If it's only for 12, get a walk-behind snowblower. Don't get anything with a plow on it. A plow means you've got to push way snow way further back on the first storm, so you leave yourself room for storms 23, 24, 25, and 26. Get a snow thrower.
Need to clear snow from a 20-car parking lot.
20-car parking lot, then you know, I would recommend either a good walk behind, because if it's a big enough mouth on it, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
I are a fan of Gravely as a walk behind snowblower. It's gear drive, but those are expensive. Or just get a riding snowblower if that's all you're using it for. Yeah. It ain't gonna break.
A couple of guys at work use they get the, and I forget what the name of them are, you know, the all-terrain four-tire vehicles, and
the ATV,
like an ATV.
Yeah, I've done that. Don't get one.
Really? They do that, and they have a plow on the front of it.
You don't get one. I'm telling you, I had a 16th of a mile long driveway.
Yeah,
you will be out there for a month of frickin' Sundays trying to push snow. That blade is small.
Is it? Okay.
And it is not like on the front of a pickup truck where you're pushing the width of a car. That plow is only, it's not even quite half the width of a car. So that means you got to double the passes and you still have to push it further.
Yeah.
Because you got to plan for the next storm. Whatever you get something that has a snow thrower on it.
A snow thrower is definitely the way to go if you get a lot of snow, because...
Well, he's in Canada,
it spreads it out evenly and, you know... And, you know, when you push snow with a plow, you push snow, and you usually have to push it into the same places. And if you get a lot of snow, eventually you run out of space.
Places to put it.
Yeah.
So I would recommend, honestly, a riding mower that has that plastic cabin attachment that you could put on so you can stay warm, And Craftsman makes them, John Deere makes them, Yardman makes them, International Harvester makes them. That would be the first thing. Two, it has to have a snowblower on it, or a snow thrower, whichever you want to call it. And three, nothing that runs on diesel. And the reason being, you don't want the hassle of having to keep it plugged in for cold starts.
Yeah.
Gasoline, dump it in and go.
Yep. I agree with that. And I agree with the cabin. Although I have a nice pair of snow pants now.
Yep.
But I'd still rather have the cabin.
Right. That's kind of for 20 cars, and if you're doing it every time it snows, and there's, you know, well, they would do it in, what, centimeters versus inches. But, you know, let's call it a half a foot of snow. You're out there sitting in the tractor moving it, especially for 20 cars. It's the difference between it taking you 5.5 hours versus 2. Get a snow thrower on a riding tractor. Get wheel weights and chains on the tires, and you're good to go.
Chains, definitely. They work great.
Yes. And you don't need, unless it's on a hill, if it's on a paved, flat parking lot, you don't need a four-wheel drive tractor. A two-wheel drive tractor with chains and weights on the wheels and the cabin and the snow thrower, and you're good to go. I'd say 16 horsepower.
And don't wait for the, if it's a large storm, don't wait for the storm to end.
Yes.
Get out there and do it in segments.
Exactly. A couple segments, and that way you always can throw the snow.
Yeah.
And have a pocket full of shear pins.
Yes. Yes. Always. Yes. Matter of fact, it's almost shear pin buying season. So you can beat the crowds.
Exactly. I actually got 10 still in my toolbox.
Yeah. So make sure you have lots of shear pins.
Speaking of which, Michael, how is the... Shit, I almost called it a Massey Ferguson again, but it's French
Bolins.
Bolins, right. Is that the parts made it down to the weld shop yet?
Nope, it hasn't. been incredibly busy, but yes, it's August. So now it's time to finish taking it apart and get those parts, because I want to start assembling it by the end of August.
Because it'll be snowing by September.
By the end of September, yeah.
That's the scary part. He's telling the truth.
Yep.
So that's everything we got for Bottom Gear.
All right, so let's do a quick entertainment. Last month.
I got nothing.
I got nothing, too. Michael, it's all yours.
And I was going to try to play something really quick, but thanks to Apple Music, I can't find anything. Okay. That was going to be a rant I was going to do, but I'll wait till the next show.
Yeah.
But since Chris and I have watched all of Season 8, and yes, there's lots of special content out there, but... I said, well, let's go back to some of the classic Doctor Who. And I was going to swing into the third Doctor. I didn't want her to go into Culture Shock. She goes, no, let's go all the way back to the beginning. I'm like, okay. So we watched an episode from 1963 last night. Actually, a couple of segments of an episode from 1963. Actually, two nights ago.
And what did you think?
Well, I've seen them all.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it was a bit of a culture shock for her to go from the current latest season back to
sixty something.
Hartnell. Yeah, I had to think about who the Doctor was back then.
You know, my honest opinion, season one kind of sucks.
I actually like William Hartnell. It's the second Doctor. The second season doesn't do much for me.
Okay.
Not the second season.
I haven't seen the second Doctor. I really started with Tom Baker and as my original Doctor. And I have gone back and watched a couple season ones. I fell asleep during
Well, the storylines are pretty good, but they do drag them out and... You got to get past the no budget, scenes.
That's exactly no budget scenes, and actually the first season was supposed to be a history show, to show teach kids history, and it's not the Doctor Who I remember and stuff. So I have not partaked in any of season or second Doctor ones. I need to do that one of these days. I think Netflix has a bunch of the old ones on there.
Yeah, they have a whole collection of old ones. Okay. But I'm also going to start looking for that extra content. There's a lot of additional Doctor Who stuff out there. And see if I can find some Sarah Jane Chronicles. And even though some of that stuff was for kids, there's
they were pretty good, actually.
So that's it. I did have one other item, but I'm going to hold off until Barty can join us.
Okay.
For that other one I had put up there, so that's kind of a timeless item, an evergreen item. So we'll save that for next week.
Okay, so that'll do it for show 190, and as we always do, we want to thank all the military people out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, for doing what you're doing. Stay safe, especially you OCONUS guys, and we hope you get home to your families and friends real soon. Until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you, and we do have musical guests. This week, it's a continuation. I know we didn't have a Barty pick last week because it was the live MMPR show, but we're back on Barty's picks, and his second song is The Lovin' Spoonful with Younger Girl. So, with that, from the Monadnock region. Oh, we didn't say that in the beginning, did we?
No, we didn't.
Wow, from the Monadnock region, Bob. In Southwest New Hampshire, I'm Barry J.
And from the southeast corner in Nausea, this is Joel.
For one of the last times.
Yeah.
And from Studio V, where I'm about to relinquish the programming and recording position so Mark can get in here for a team competition on his gaming computer. This is Michael, the Virtual Reaper.
And that'll be it for show 190, 191. Hey, that magic 200's coming up. So, oh, 191!
A palindromic wonder.
Next week. All right. So take care, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, here's the Lovin' Spoonful.
She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you forget everything you had ready to say. And I saw her today. Yeah. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory behind. I remember her eyes, soft, dark, and brown. Said she'd never been in trouble, even in town. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory behind. Girl keeps rolling across my mind. And should I hang around, acting like a brother? In a few more years, they'd call us right for each other. And why? If I wait, I'll just die. Yeah. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory behind. I remember her eyes, soft, dark, and brown. Said she'd never been in trouble, even in town. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes.
Samson, speak! Good boy.